So I have always been into latex for myself. I love the way that it feels having that second skin. And if I could get away with wearing it all day, every day, I would. But recently, things have slightly changed for me. You see, I'm very into the thought of you wearing latex. A full body latex suit, hood included. Something about the thought of you wearing this with zippers in all of the right places gets to me. The sensory deprivation of it gets to me. And you not being able to see, because of course it wouldn't have eye holes. Struggling to hear as it covers your ears. The feeling of temperatures changing. Being aware of every part of your body. You on your knees, waiting to be used. Waiting to feel anything from me. Your mind racing with thoughts on how I'm going to use you. Trying to anticipate what I'm going to do to you. Yeah. It gets to me. When I think of you wearing this bodysuit, I think of a big, heavy collar around your neck, cuffs around your wrists and ankles, all of these fun points to use to attach you to things, or better yet, attach them to you. And the thought of standing over you, putting my hand under your chin, slightly lifting your head up, slowly unzipping the mouthpiece, telling you to be a good boy and open your mouth just for me to spit in it and zip it back up as I tell you to hold it in your mouth. Well, that turns me on to no end. It's you being helpless that gets to me. Giving in to everything that I want. Full submission. It's you being used as a toy. When I put my collar on you, everything changes. It means that you're owned by me. And that makes you my pet. And then my name suddenly becomes master to you. And pats on the head become massive treats as you crave my attention and touch. But like all good pets, baby, you need to be trained. And it takes a lot to learn my needs and desires. What certain movements and sounds are, what they mean. For instance, if I were to lay you down on the cold hard floor and you were to hear two clicks, you would then know that it was time to be edged. And I would watch my cock get hard in anticipation for it, pushing against the latex, the outline of what is mine. The sights of seeing you like that. Trying not to move even though you're about to be tortured in the most blissful of ways. Feeling the cold on your back, the uncomfortable hardness on the floor. Oh, baby. I always have this. I always have to fight this primal instinct of just taking what is mine. And that's the real torture here. Not you. Not what I'm about to do with you. I'm the one who gets tortured by having to choose, to pick, to fight everything I want, to still get what I ultimately want. the throbbing sensation in my pussy, the natural effortless ache that I get, the unbearable craving that I get to just unzip the latex and take from you, to climb on top of you and milk my cock, to just use you for your cum, unable to speak or see, not being able to touch me because those beautiful cuffs on your hands are tied up. I just need cum. It's all that I can think about. Riding my cock until it gives me what I want. Filling my pussy up so that I can straddle your hooded face immediately after and let the cum pour out all over you as a job well done. You would be able to feel the warmth in certain areas of your face. And if I'm feeling generous, and that's a big if, I'll unzip the mouthpiece on your hood again, just in case you're lucky enough to get a little bit of it. And I know you want a little bit of it, don't you? You want to taste it. You want to be rewarded. God, baby. You come all over the blog and red latex would look so fucking good. Me, still straddling you. Licking it off. You know what that means, right? You would be able to feel my tongue run across your face without actually feeling it. It would be torture for you. And nothing but pleasure for me, which, let's be real here, actually makes it pleasure for you. Oh, baby. So, let's get started, shall we? You may swallow now.